The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Set middle, Miner. Miner's blocked up front that time by James. Dug out, attack, Dale blocked again. Picked up Elm Creek for a third time. This time it's off the block for the kill. Mackenzie Dale, her first kill of this game, third of the match.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Elm Creek Buffaloes and Elwood Pirates. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
Kreitzer at Pates, set up by Stubbs. Middle attack by Pritchard, and that's going to be good enough to play on. So Autumn getting her second kill of the game, and Pleasanton will pick up another point.
All three squads have been battle-tested the first month of the season. Now the calendar turns to October, and chance for all three to start off the month with a pair of wins. It's the Bulldog Triangular coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Pleasanton High School. It is time for Classic Hit 98.9's coverage of high school volleyball. Along with our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. As we get ready for Fort Kearney Conference action tonight, the FKC, as we have told you on a couple of occasions during our coverage throughout the month of September, is pretty young, and between numbers 2 and about 7 or 8 in this conference is wide open. Axtell has set themselves apart as the clear number one, and Amherst has stepped up and taken that number two role. But over the next week and a half here, the teams will be playing for conference seeding. And just talking with Elwood assistant coach Jim Klein beforehand, he goes, two wins tonight moves us from a 7 to a 4. So there is a chance for a lot of teams in the middle of the pack here, including Elm Creek and Elwood, and even Pleasanton could maybe move up and find themselves out of a bunny bracket in the conference tournament if they could get two wins on their home floor tonight. But there's a lot of movement that's going to take place here over the next couple of weeks, and we'll see how it all plays out tonight. Elwood, Elm Creek, and Pleasanton here in tonight's Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. Our first match will be Pleasanton and Elwood, followed by Elwood and Elm Creek, and then we'll finish things out with Elm Creek and Pleasanton. For Pleasanton, it had been a struggle early on in the season, but they picked up two of their three wins just this past week at the Bertrand Invitational. So they have picked up a couple of wins there, going 2-2 against D2 competition. And then for Elwood, they've been up and down, but after a slow, slow start to the season, in fact, they lost 6 of their first 7 games and started 1-7 on the season. So since then, they are 5-2 with those losses coming to Southern Valley and Amherst, two very solid volleyball programs. So they've avenged a couple of losses, and they're starting to find their stride, starting a couple of freshmen. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, the visitors will be the Pirates of Elwood, and this is their service rotation. Number 29, 5 foot 5 inch setter is Katie Klein. She is a sophomore. Followed in the rotation by number 42, 6'3 senior middle hitter Anna Eggers. Number 25, 5'6 junior outside hitter Emma Collins. Number 21, 5'3 freshman setter Manon Martin. Number 27, 5'8 freshman middle is Felicia Knitzer. And rounding out the rotating starting six is number 23, 5'6 senior outside hitter Brittany Dickow. The libero is number 41, a 5'3 sophomore in Jordan Hagen. Head coach of the Elwood Pirates is Kadena Schutz, assisted by Jim Klein. As we said, Elwood is 5-2 in their last seven matches, 6-9 overall on the season. For the Pleasanton Bulldogs, number 3 is a 5'6 junior outside hitter, Maddie Pates. Number 26, 5'6 senior center, Taylor Nichols. Number 23, 5'3 sophomore outside, Autumn Pritchard. Number 24, 5'8 senior middle, Kristen Tolles. Number 4, 5'6 freshman right side, Kerry Bauer. And number 14, a 5'5 sophomore center in Kayla Stubbs. The libero is number 1, a 5'2 junior, Addie Hand. Head coach Kaylee Eckhout, assisted by Tracy Metz. Pleasanton sets at 3-12. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Back with more after this.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
For styles that are a cut above, come see us at Avante Hair and Tanning Salon in Elwood. We are the only stop you need for the entire family. Avante can cut and style hair for men, women, and kids. Perms, coloring, highlighting, Avante does it all. Not only can Avante help you look good, they can help you feel good with massage therapy. From a simple haircut to a spa experience, Avante is here for you. Avante Hair and Tanning Salon at 305 Calvert Avenue in Elwood.
And, of course, this isn't the only volleyball going on in the area tonight. There are some good matches going on. Adams Central playing Centura in a duel this evening is among the area volleyball going on. Not a whole lot for the Tri-Cities teams after a busy Tuesday, but some interesting matches over at Donovan Trumbull. They're just getting underway. Kearney Catholic and Ord, all three of those teams are ranked in the top 10 of the preseason. Donovan has fallen out, but Kearney Catholic and Ord still ranked in C1. That's among some of the action going on tonight. We are at the Bulldog Triangular, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the start of our match between Pleasanton and Elwood after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Great hits, big stars, classic hits, 98.9 FM, KKPR, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. And worldwide at classichits989.com.
Yeah! We are ready to get our action underway. And Elwood with the first serve of tonight's match picked up Pleasanton. They're going to go to the outside. The first swing is going to be wide and out of bounds. So we've got a service error to start things off here in game number one. Or an attacker, excuse me. And Elwood will serve it away here. Up there serving the volleyball is Katie Klein. And it's going to be passed out of bounds and a serve for Katie Klein. So a good start here for Elwood, leading it 2-0. And again, it'll be interesting, our first look at all three of these teams so far this season. See what we find out here with this young squad as the serve is then into the net by Klein. And a side out here for Pleasanton to the Bulldogs. We'll get their first serve. And it's going to be Maddie Pates, the 5'6 junior, to fire it away here. Best of three, play to 25. And the serve. Short one down the middle. It's an ace. Elwood, you could tell as soon as she hit that, Elwood was playing a little too deep on serve receive, and dropping it in there will be Maddie Pates, and it's quickly tied at 2. Pates again. Both teams fairly young. That one's a much deeper serve. They let it go, and it's out of bounds. So the ace negated by the error, and Elwood will get the ball back here, and Anna Eggers, 6'3", senior, goes back, stays in the game to serve it, and rotates to the back row. She'll pound it back middle, picked up there by Stubbs. Set to the outside. The swing is going to be down the middle and good for Kristen Tolles. First kill for Pleasanton. Side out for the Bulldogs. Rotating in to serve it away will be Kendall Weisdorfer, another freshman. That is the overwhelming theme for the Fort Kearney Conference this year. A lot of youngsters. This should be a strong, strong conference the next couple of years. Pirates will take it to the outside. It's very close to the net. Has to be tapped across by Knitzer and is returned off the tape by Pleasanton. And it'll be passed across free ball back to the Bulldogs. Here is the set. Close to the net. Middle attack going to be taken over by the Bulldogs. Overpass close to the net. Redirected down and good by the Elwood setter in Knitzer. And her first kill. Side out for the Pirates. A couple of line drive passes back and forth across that net, made for some quick plays, and the serve goes into the net here for Elwood. And right back over to the Bulldogs. To serve it away will be Autumn Pritchard. And in for Elwood, Manon Martin again. Amber Weber going right back out as the serve is across off the back row and an ace. So when you see young teams, when you see maybe even down at the D2 level young teams, you're going to see maybe more ace serves just because they're not handled quite as well defensively. And Pritchard will get the second ace here for Pleasanton. They've got their first lead, but just like Pleasanton did before, they serve up deep that time. So out of bounds, and it is 5-5, each team with a couple of early service errors. Looks like Elwood likes to bring in a lot of kids. Leslie Feeney into the front row, and Manon Martin now to go back and serve it for the Pirates. 5-5, game one here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, Elm Creek. Overpass tipped right back by the Pirates. And the Bulldogs are able to play it. It'll be set up there by Bauer, but some miscommunication, and it's just passed back across. Pirates go middle, tipped wide, and good. Taking it to the very far left was Knitzer, and she'll get her second kill. Elwood, 6, and Pleasanton, 5. Martin to serve again. Looking for 2 in a row here. Elwood got the first 2 points, and we've been back and forth ever since. High floating serve into the back right corner. Picked up by Pritchard. Set to the outside. Good look. Driven across there by Stubbs. Played out of the back row that time by Collins and passed across by the libero Hagen. Pleasanton, middle of the floor. Set front right. The attack just deep from Bauer. At a point for Elwood. 7-5 Pirates. Back to that 2-point lead, and Martin to serve it away again. And Manon, one step, fires it to the left side. Pass close to the net. Has to be pushed across by the setter, and it works. Nice job there by Bauer just to redirect it for Pleasanton. And when Elwood tried to send it right back at her, they shoved it into the tape for the error. And back to the Bulldogs. And to serve it away will be the libero, Addie Hand. And she'll cut one from right to left. Pass too close to the net and a double hit. There wasn't much that time that Manon Martin could have done. Freshman would have had to poke it with one hand to keep it out of the net and not get called for the lift. So a point for Hand. And it's 7-7. This one right down the middle, and Elwood will back set right side. The attack by Knitzer is dug out. Pleasanton will set middle of the floor. Standing spike taken across there by Falk. set to the Pirates and tapped across, overpass by Pleasanton out of bounds. So we haven't seen a lot of clean rallies, a lot of quick passes, and that one is going to go to Dickow for Elwood. 8-7 Pirates, and a jump serve now for Knitzer. Overpass right back to the Pirates. They've got a free ball here. They'll set middle, and it's going to be driven across by Eggers. One arm up in the back row by hand. Pleasanton able to play it, and they'll set it across there with Falk, another freshman. Now Eggers from the middle drives it across. Did a great return, but it caught the tape. Thought it was going to get back over and give Eggers credit for the kill. 9-7 Elwood. And Knitzer doing the serving. Jump serve again. Boy, she puts a good smack on that one. Handled the back middle, set middle, and it's taken off the block for Pleasanton's Kayla Stubbs. Down and good. Side out Bulldogs. 9-8. And back to serve it away will be Carrie Bauer. She's a freshman. Falk is a freshman. A lot of sophomores in there for Pleasanton. Pirates get it across, set to the outside, and Eggers gets her second kill. There will be no matchup at the net for Anna Eggers. Pleasanton's tallest player as listed on the roster is Tolles at 5'8". Eggers a half foot taller than that. And back to serve it away. It's going to be short by Brittany Dickow. And the service error will be the third here by Elwood. And it'll go back over to the Bulldogs, getting ready to start our second rotation here. First, Kayla Stubbs will wrap up this first service rotation for the Bulldogs. Twirls the volleyball and sends it across. Here's the set by Martin. Middle attack, Eggers off the block. It's down and good. Falk was right there, but just couldn't secure it. And Eggers with her third kill. Elwood 11, Pleasanton 9. First set here on Classic Hits 98.9. And remember, as always, PlatteRiverPreps.com plus our network of stations has playoff baseball and NFL football tonight. Tell you about that after this serve here from Katie Klein. And she's going to get another ace. Klein with her second ace, 12-9. Elwood with their biggest lead. Tonight, we've got Packers-Vikings football on ESPN 1460-1550, kicking off at 7:35. Royals-Angels game, one of the American League Division Series on the Breeze, 94.5, pregame at 7:30. Klein with the server cross, set outside Pritchard. Her attack is going to sail deep and out of bounds, and Elwood has got themselves a little bit of a run here, a 6-2 run, and a timeout will be called by Pleasanton. So timeout on the floor here in the opening set of our Bulldog Triangular. It's Elwood 13, Pleasanton 9 on Classic Hits.
If you love good home cooking but hate the dishes, come down to C&D Restaurant in Elwood. C&D fills the plate with great food 7 days a week. There's noon specials Sunday through Friday, a full dinner menu from 5 to 7 Monday through Saturday, and bring the whole family there for Sunday lunch serve 10:30 to 1:30. Comfort food at a comfortable price. C&D Restaurant on Highway 23, just a block west of 283 in Elwood. Good home cooking without the dishes. C&D Restaurant in Elwood.
Major League Baseball is already underway, and that is Detroit playing today in Game 1 against Baltimore. Baltimore got the early lead. Detroit has answered. They go to the bottom of the second. Tigers and Orioles 2-2. The score. Back to volleyball here, and at the service line is Katie Klein. She has 4 points already. This is her second turn at the line out of the Pleasanton timeout. She'll go short on the serve. Set to the outside. The attack by Pritchard. Not tipped and is long. 14-9 Elwood continuing to increase their largest lead here of the opening set. Elm Creek, our third team of the triangular. They'll play the next two matches, and now the serve goes into the net. So another service error here for Elwood. Side out Bulldogs. And back to serve it away will be Maddie Pates. Got an ace serve the first time she was back there this afternoon. And Pates ready to fire. Three steps straight from the middle. High lofting serve into the back right. Picked up there by Dickow to the outside. Eggers on the attack. Dug out Bulldogs. They'll go with the swing that's wide. And Pleasanton is really helping Elwood out. Now a lot of errors. Six kills and a couple of ace serves for Elwood. But that's only 8 of their 15 points. So 7 errors already from Elwood. Eggers very short, just droops across. Here's the set to the outside. Middle, now it's going to be middle, excuse me, taken over by Pritchard. Elwood is able to handle. They'll go on the outside attack with Collins. Dug out Bulldogs, and they'll punch it into the net. 16-10 Elwood. Eggers looking for three in a row here. And one step and fires. That's deep middle. It's an ace. Little miscommunication. Back row for the Bulldogs. They looked at each other, and then Pates made a play for it at the very end. And for Eggers, that'll be her first ace. That's the third ace serve here for Elwood. 17-10. It was 10-9. Serve across. Bulldogs will just set it back over. Eggers got a hand on it to keep it alive. Middle attack here by the Pirates is going to be off the back row. Down and good for Knitzer. She's got three. Eggers has three. And it is a 5-0 run and a timeout called here by Pleasanton. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, opening set Elwood 18 and Pleasanton 10.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Welcome back to Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball. Out of the Pleasanton timeout, it's still Anna Eggers to serve. She's looking for five in a row, and we have got a lift called on Pleasanton as they try to set it up towards the net. So 19-10, Elwood now in firm control here. They're on a 9-2 run, we should say. And trouble on serve receive, but a good hustle play. And Kayla Stubbs from the back wall gets it passed across. Pirates with the Bulldogs out of system will get it to Knitzer, and Knitzer rolls it into the front left for her fourth kill. And a good rotation setting up there right now for Elwood. If Pleasanton doesn't make the error, Elwood has been able to find a way to terminate. Served right down the middle of Stubbs. Set to the outside. Standing spike goes into the block and played out of the net for Elwood, or for Pleasanton, and it's going to be tipped down. Pleasanton gets the point, and that is Taylor Nichols. After a nice block up there by Amber Weber, Pleasanton was able to dig it out of their own net and end up finally getting a side out here, down 20-11. Back to serve it away. Looks like it's Weisdorfer again. And in for Elwood is Cassie Jorgis. And the serve is at her, but a little short of her, and an ace. Ace serve, Bulldogs. Weisdorfer, actually all their points on serves have come for aces. That is the fourth ace serve for Pleasanton. Another strong serve and another ace as it ricochets off the back row to the wall. And nothing can get you back into a set or a match quicker than rattling off a couple three ace serves. Long way to go for Pleasanton, but that's two quick ones. Weisdorfer again, a lot of power. That's played on the left side by Knitzer. Set back out to her. She'll rattle it off the block. Good dig in the back row by Pritchard and passed across. Here is the set by Klein. Outside, half swing taken off the block that time by Collins. Pleasanton a chance to play it to the outside. Driven over by Pritchard. And we've got our longest rally so far of the afternoon. Free ball coming over to Pleasanton. Have to make a long run. Pates gets it and ends up being passed back across for another free ball. Elwood. They'll set it. Middle attack. Getting up and into the block. Was it four hits? No, it's blocked by Pleasanton. One-arm return on a two-ball that time for Elwood. And is finally going to be put down in the corner by Pleasanton's Kristen Tolles. I think even Elwood thought the point was over there, but no whistle, so they tried to get back where they were supposed to be. But it was too late. 4-0 for the Bulldogs. 20-14. We're going to see a defensive substitution for Elwood as Dickow comes back in. Elwood still has both of their timeouts, should they need them. And the serve. Nice pickup there on the back left by Knitzer. They set it to her, and Felicia will tip it across off the block for the kill. Nice adjustment there by Knitzer, and she's got five kills. The freshman looking good here for Elwood, and that snaps the Bulldog run. And checking in will be Tiffany Dickow to serve it away. Another freshman. Six freshmen on the varsity roster for Elwood. Have to chuckle We were talking with the Pleasanton gals at the scorers table about all the girls that are out for volleyball as the block up front. Tolles is blocked up there by Knitzer, and then Knitzer tips it down. So another kill for Felicia, and it's 22-14 Elwood. Serve across, set to the outside. Pleasanton into another block, and then pass back out of bounds. Give an ace block up there to Amber Weber. And Pleasanton will have to make a substitution here, it looks like. Dickow going for three in a row. Elwood just 2 points away from the opening set at 22-15. Serve back middle, handled by Pleasanton. They'll have some miscommunication about who should come off the set, and the ball falls to the floor, and it is game point for Elwood. So Elwood back and forth had a 10-9 lead, and since then it's been all Pirates. Game point. As it comes across, passes off the mark, sails into the back row, is passed across there by Weisdorfer. Joust at the net will be tipped across there by Klein. Middle attack by Pleasanton. Nice dig out of the back row, and the Pirates will get it up front. Taken across by Brittany Dickow. Pleasanton able to dig. Middle attack off the block. Dickow with the dig close to the net. Has to be tapped across, but the Bulldogs stepped across the net. At a point for Pleasanton. So we will play on here in game number one. And back to serve it away, Autumn Pritchard. So she'll be back there until game number one is over, 24-16. Serve just across. Pirates will dig it out, pass it up front. Dickow will tap it over. Bulldogs into the ball game. Amanda Bailey and a middle attack taken across. Again, off the mini tip, the Pirates will get it up front and set across by Dickow. Here's Bailey again with the set. Middle attack by the Bulldogs and Tolles. Dug out back row. Pirates again. Dickow comes short side. Off the block. It's good. And that is the end of game number one. And Elwood will win it by a score of 25-15, our scoreboard says. So that's what we will go with. 25-15, Elwood takes game one from Pleasanton. We'll look at the numbers in a minute.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Let's take a look at the unofficial first set numbers. First of all, for Pleasanton, Maddie Pates had an ace serve. Carrie Bauer had a kill. Kendall Weisdorfer, three service points. Two of them were aces. Addie Hand had an ace serve. Kayla Stubbs had a kill. Autumn Pritchard had an ace serve. Kristen Tolles, two kills. And Taylor Nichols had one kill. For Pleasanton, five kills, no ace blocks, five ace serves. For Elwood, Manon Martin, two service points. Brittany Dickow, two kills. Felicia Knitzer, a service point and six kills. Katie Klein, five service points. Two of them were aces. Tiffany Dickow had three service points. Amber Weber had an ace block. And Anna Eggers, six service points. One of them was an ace and three kills. Elwood had 11 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves. As the Pirates pull away after going up 10-9, they win it 25-15 to take the opening set here from Pleasanton. We'll be back with game number two right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at Pleasanton for tonight's triangular action of the Fort Kearney Conference. Local people, local decisions, local ownership, Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. The first set went to Elwood, 25-15. Pleasanton will serve it away to get game two underway here on Classic Hits. And stepping into it is Maddie Pates. Fires it into the back middle. Elwood short set. They'll get it to Eggers. It goes off the tape and off the fingertips of the defender from the Bulldogs, down and good. And that'll be the first or the fourth kill for Anna. Obviously the first of this game on the first point. Back to serve it away for the Pirates. Katie Klein had five in that first set, including two ace serves. Floats it across the tolls. They'll set it back to Kristen. She's blocked up front. Ace block in the middle by Eggers, teaming up that time with number 39, Amber Weber. And it's 2-0, Elwood. Klein serve into the net. Point Pleasanton. Again, Elm Creek is our third member tonight as they get ready for our volleyball triangular. And back to serve it away for the Bulldogs will be Kendall Weisdorfer. Got a couple of ace serves in that opening game. Kendall serve into the back right-hand corner. Handled there by Dickow. Outside Weber takes it over the block. Good dig by Pleasanton. Bump set, though, into the back row. Has to be set across by Pates. Elwood short set middle. Eggers will terminate. Anna with her fifth kill. Elwood 3 and Pleasanton 1. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Ricky Westland here at Pleasanton and the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. Tomorrow, a full Friday night of football. And we'll tell you about it here in a moment as Eggers is back to serve for Elwood. Floats it across to Pates. They get it up to the front left. Bauer with a standing spike. Pirates will take it. Middle attack. Driving it off the net. It's going to be a point here for Pleasanton. Makes it 3-2 Pirates, and to serve it away will be Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard didn't get it to the net. Service error. We have early football tomorrow here on Classic Hits. Kearney High will be traveling to Lincoln East. Pregame at 4, kickoff at 4:30. It's the first game of the doubleheader at Seacrest Field. That'll be followed by the home opener for the Tri-City Storm tomorrow night. Face-off at 7:30. We'll hit the airwaves right after football at about 7 o'clock. With pregame tomorrow night against Sioux Falls. Here is the attack for Pleasanton. Outside tolls. It's going to be deep and out of bounds. 5-2 Elwood. And at the service line, Tiffany Dickow. And Tiffany serve. Floats it back middle. Handled there by Pates. From the 10-foot line, it's set across by Stubbs. Pirates work the offense a little bit better. And a big swing down and good for Knitzer. Her seventh kill. Good set. Knitzer had a chance to get a good running start at it, and that's the best swing of the night. 6-2 Pirates. And Dickow serve. Knuckleballs it across. Stays in the back row. Bulldogs passing is off. It's not allowing him a chance or as many chances as they need at good swings. Tapped across to the two ball by Elwood, but Pleasanton is ready, and they quickly get it to Tolles, and Tolles is able to finish. Second, make it third kill for Kristen Tolles. Side out. For Pleasanton. Also tomorrow night, game two of the Royals series with the Angels will be on the Breeze 94.5 FM, 8 o'clock pregame Friday, 8:30. First pitch tonight, pregame's at 7:30 on the Breeze for the Royals and Angels. Addy Hand to serve it away for the Bulldogs. Two ball back across at a necessity for Elwood. Pleasanton sets outside. The attack driven down to the left-hand corner. Kayla Stubbs. Elwood scrambles, but they do pass it across. Back middle here. It's run down by Pritchard. Set to the middle, and the attack is going to be deep by Falk at a point for Elwood. Other football tomorrow night. Kearney Catholic will be at Central City on ESPN 1460. On 1550, it is Alliance and Hastings. plus St. Cecilia Southern Valley on 1230 KHAS, and Sutton Donovan Trumbull. That's an online game only, but any of those radio games and Sutton Donovan Trumbull can be heard on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's the middle attack, down and good by Knitzer. Eggers hyped Knitzer's power, and Pleasanton doesn't have an answer for it, and we have got a timeout on the floor by the Bulldogs. Elwood won the opening game 25-15, and they're up 8-3. Game two of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Keeping you up to date on what's going on in baseball action tonight. It is Baltimore 3, Detroit 2. They are at the end of the second inning in the American League Division Series. That is game number one of that series. Of course, the National League will get underway tomorrow. Back to action here at Pleasanton. And serving it up for the Pirates is going to be the freshman, Manon Martin, with an 8-3 lead in game two. Pleasanton will get it to the outside. The attack just off the back line by Falk. 9-3 Elwood. At least Pleasanton is making their errors on swings and not just passes or not handling the serve as Martin fires it across. Again, they'll go to Falk, but the set is wide. She has to adjust and tip it over with the left hand. Middle, Knitzer. Knitzer nails it. This is a good-looking freshman. You can tell, first time I've seen her play, but you can just tell this is going to be a really good volleyball player, especially when they can get it anywhere in her zip code. She's going to go up and find it. Martin again at 10-3. Bulldogs have it. Pass it to the front. Middle attack through the block that time. Kayla Stubbs able to terminate and get the side out here for the Bulldogs. Back to serve it away will be Kerry Bauer. Checking into the ball game will be Taylor Nichols again to the front row. And Weisdorfer will check out in the normal rotation here for Coach Eckow. And the serve across. Elwood sets outside. Little half-standing spike from Leslie Feeney, who has checked in, and that may work, yeah, off the back row and off the wall. So a point here for Feeney, and Elwood will get the ball right back. And it looks like it's Knitzer's turn to fire it away. She's got a jump serve to go along with it. Top spin on that one. It's an ace. They were yelling at Autumn Pritchard that it was going to be out, and it made her kind of step away, and I don't think it was going out when you see that good of a serve. And another jump serve, another ace. That one's even better. Knitzer with her second ace serve, 13-4, Elwood. Pleasanton got her off the service line fairly quickly in game one. Now she goes away from the jump serve, tries that floater just across the net to Falk. Set to the left side. It'll be taken across by Nichols, and Nichols finds the floor on the opposite side. Taylor with her second kill. Side out, Pleasanton. And it's Kayla Stubbs to serve it. Bulldogs in a hole, needing to crawl out over to Knitzer. Nice pass up to Martin, set to the outside. Eggers takes it off the tape. It goes over the block. Elwood is going to get the point as Pleasanton ran it all the way down to the back corner. And from well off the court, just couldn't quite get it back. And Eggers continues to provide strength from the middle. And that's Brittany Dickow on the serve. They subbed in. Dickow picks up the point. Didn't sub in. It was just her turn. And an attack error there from Pleasanton makes it 15-5. Dickow again waiting for the substitution. Now ready to go. Short one right on the 10-foot line to Pritchard. Bump set to the middle. Standing spike across by Nichols. Elwood again's got a chance to go to Eggers in the middle. She rattles it off the double block and good. Bulldogs were in the net anyway, but Eggers had terminated the ball regardless of what the net call was. And another time that'll be called here by Pleasanton. They just can't get anything going here in game two. Elwood won the opener 25-15, and they're up 16-5 game two of this FKC Triangular. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Water is Nebraska's most precious natural resource, and for over 40 years, Elko Incorporated has kept the water flowing. It all starts with Elko pumps and power units. Reliable, powerful, affordable equipment that brings water to a parched land. Elko also has irrigation pipe and pipe trailers to get the water exactly where you need it most. Gravity irrigation is still the most down-to-earth solution to your water needs, and Elko is your one-stop shop. Elko Incorporated of Elwood. Call us at 785-2930 or online at elkoinc.com.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Elwood, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday night. And right now, the Elwood Pirates, winners of five of their last seven, starting to cruise here in the second set against the Bulldogs, 16-5. Serve is across. And there's a nice attack front left. Pleasanton's on him. Pritchard will terminate her first kill. And Pleasanton, you can tell from game one, they've got some hitters, but they're passing, not allowing those hitters to get a lot of good swings. But that time they did, and a side out for Maddie Pates. Pates with the twirl and the serve. Cuts it to the right side, passes into the net. It's an ace serve for Pates, her second. That's the one thing Pleasanton has done. They continue to serve strong, aggressive, maybe a better word because they've had some errors, but they are serving aggressive. This time Pates lost it a little more to Eggers. They want to pass it back to her, but they passed it into the net. Another point here for Pleasanton. And back-to-back errors for the Pirates. Don't forget at the end of every match, whenever that may be, it is the New West Sports and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show with a recap of the stats. Serve over to Elwood. They'll go to the front left. The attack down and good by Emma Collins, and she's going to get in the scorebook with her first kill, 17-8 Elwood, after winning game one, 25-15. And waiting for one of the Pirates to check in and serve it. And back there to do so will be Katie Klein. 6 points in this match. Two of them are ace serves already for Klein. And has a comfortable lead here at 17-8. She'll fire this deep middle. Now, that might have been out. It's played off the shoulder of the Bulldogs' back row player and passed across there by Pritchard. Here's the set. Eggers rattles it off the double block. Overpass right back at it by Pritchard. One-time swing. Elwood can't finish. And it'll be a look here for the Bulldogs, taken over by Tolles. Elwood runs into each other and didn't quite get it back over. It didn't look like they had any chance once they ran into each other, but it actually spun about 10 feet down the top of the tape and then fell back on Elwood's side. So point here for the Bulldogs, 17-9. And across it comes. Set to the outside, Eggers. She dumps it off the tape. It pops across. Pleasanton will send it back on a two ball here for Carrie Bauer. Here's the short set. Eggers on the swing. And we have got another net violation called on the Bulldogs. So that one did result in canceling the point because they dug it out. 18-9. Elwood with the lead. They won the first set 25-15, and Eggers to serve. Short serve just got it across the 10-foot line to Maddie Pate. Standing spike across by Carrie Bauer. It's at Eggers in the back row. Elwood sets, and the attack blocked out from us. Take it across and in. And that was either Collins or Knitzer. I was blocked out there. I think it was Felicia. And that will be her 10th kill. 19-9. Elwood on their way to win number 7 this year. Across it comes to Carrie Bauer. Bump set back to Carrie, and she's going to try and cut it down the line, but into the net it goes. 20-9, Elwood. Pleasanton has already used both of their timeouts. Elwood won the opening game 25-15. It was competitive early, 10-9, but then the Pirates jumped out 20-10. And checking in for Pleasanton will be Amanda Bailey. Try and slow things down here just a minute. And the serve. Floats into the back right, passes off the mark. Run down there by Weisdorfer, and the middle swing is deep and out of bounds. Point Elwood, 21-9. Eggers to serve. Eggers deep middle, and it's out of bounds. Service error for Elwood. Pleasanton gets into the double digits with their 10th point. Don't forget Elm Creek, the third member of our triangular. They'll play Elwood next. And the serve across here by Pleasanton. They're going to set Eggers. Instead, they're going to set it over her head and get it out there to Knitzer. She'll fire it across. Pleasanton picks up and fires back with Kayla Stubbs, and she'll get the kill. Third for Stubbs. Point Bulldogs, and serving it away again, Amanda Bailey. 21-11, Pirates. And Bailey now tracks that volleyball down and ready to serve. And this time it's a little deep and out of bounds. Side out here, Elwood. Pirates 3 points away from the match. As we continue to see multiple substitutions, Pleasanton going to bring in a mystery player, and I apologize for that. They've got about 20 girls on the roster, and that would be, I mean, this is a small D2 school now here at Pleasanton. They've got more kids out on the volleyball varsity roster than some Class C schools. Serve is across, though, by Tiffany Dickow. That'll be passed back over by Pleasanton. Run down by the libero, Hagen. Set middle. Here comes Knitzer, and the ball goes down. 11 kills for Felicia, 23-11. 2 points away from the match, Tiffany Dickow. She got him to game point last set. Can she do it again here? And the freshman fires it into the back corner. It'll be pulled up there by Maddie Pates to Bailey. Stays in the back row. Passed over by Stubbs. Free ball. The Pirates will set it with Klein. Outside attack is going to be taken near corner for the kill. Cassie Jorgis with her first kill. And it is match point for the Pirates, 24-11. As everybody's starting to get into the act here for Elwood. Served by DeKalb. Cleanly handled that time. Bulldogs will set from the 10-foot line. The swing is off the block, but popped right back to the Bulldogs on a two ball. Tapped across again by Stubbs. Here's a free ball for the Pirates. Knitzer in the middle. It's off the back line by inches at a point here for Pleasanton. So they'll get to play at least one more point. And to serve it will be Addie Hand, but Elwood's going to pick up the win here. They're up 25-15 and now 24-12 in game two. Let's see if the Bulldogs can pick up a couple of more points. Addie Hand floats it right down the middle. Handled there by Jorgis. Middle attack, Knitzer. Off the block, and it's good, and that'll be the end of game number two and the end of our match. Elwood improves to 7-9. Pleasanton falls to 3-13. 25-15 and 25-12 are your final scores. We will be back here on Classic Hits 98.9 with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show in a moment.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball. It's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back in it. Schedule your appointment today. 25-15 and 25-12, Elwood is a winner over Pleasanton. Here are the numbers from the second set. First off, all for Pleasanton, Maddie Pates had two service points. One is an ace. Kayla Stubbs had two kills, Autumn Pritchard a kill, Kristen Tolles a kill, Taylor Nichols a kill, and Amanda Bailey had one service point. So Pleasanton in the game had five kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Elwood, Manon Martin had three service points, Brittany Dickow two service points, Cassie Jorgis had a kill, Emma Collins had a kill, Felicia Knitzer had two ace serves and six kills, Leslie Feeney had a kill, Katie Klein a service point, Tiffany Dickow ended up with four service points in the game, and Anna Eggers, three service points in ace block, and she had four kills. Unofficially, I had Elwood for 13 kills, one ace block, and two ace serves to win it by a score of 25-12. And we'll be back with more on the New West Postgame Show in a moment.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Back on the New West postgame show, the overall final stats for our first match look like this. For Pleasanton, I had Maddie Pates with three service points. Two of them were aces. Carrie Bauer, one kill. Kendall Weisdorfer had three service points. Two of them were aces. Addie Hand had an ace serve. Kayla Stubbs, three kills. Autumn Pritchard, an ace serve and a kill. Kristen Tolles, three kills. Taylor Nichols, two kills. Amanda Bailey, one service point. 10 kills, no ace blocks, 6 ace serves. Pleasanton now 3-13 will play Elm Creek in our final match of the evening. And then after tonight's triangular, they're back at home 1 week from tonight. And Pleasanton will take on the top two teams in the conference, Axtell and Amherst. And that means those two will get to battle again 1 week from tonight. For Elwood, Manon Martin had 5 service points in the match. Brittany Dickow, 2 service points, 2 kills. Cassie Jorgis had a kill. Emma Collins had a kill. Felicia Knitzer, 3 service points, 2 of them aces at a match-high 12 kills. Leslie Feeney, a kill. Katie Klein, 6 service points, 2 of them aces. Tiffany Dickow, 7 service points. Amber Weber had an ace block, and Anna Eggers led the team in serving with 9 points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and 7 kills. I had Elwood for 24 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves. As the Pirates improved to 7-9, they're 6-2 in their last 8 matches, 25-15, 25-12. They'll turn right around here and take on the Elm Creek Buffaloes. First serve is about 20 minutes away. Then after tonight's action, Elwood will be back in action 1 week from tonight with a duel at home against Arapahoe. We'll wrap things up after this timeout.
Nebraska, the good life. With rich, abundant farmland to work on and lakefront property to play on. To buy or sell that land in Gosper or Dawson counties, there's only one name you need to know. Brell Realty and Auction of Elwood. Brell Realty and Auction offers a full range of services if you're buying or selling, looking for ag, residential, commercial, or lake property. Brell Realty also has complete auction services with expertise in farm sales. For more information and complete listings, log on to BrellRealty.com. Brell Realty and Auction Service of Elwood.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Major League Baseball update. They go to the top of the fourth inning in Baltimore, and the Orioles lead the Detroit Tigers by a score of 3-2. Don't forget the Kansas City Royals in Los Angeles to play the Angels. Pregame at 7:30, first pitch at 8:07 on the Breeze, 94.5. And also NFL football tonight, Green Bay Packers hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff at 7:35 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. First match is in the books here, and you've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. It was Elwood over Pleasanton, 25-15, 25-12. We're about 16 minutes away from Elwood and Elm Creek, a key matchup in the Fort Kearney Conference. And we'll take a short break, send it back to the studios, and join you again at the top of the hour for more high school volleyball here on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.